RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you news, commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We will end our program with Music Corner. That's our program for today. Now stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo tells press to remain critical. Transportation Ministry demands lift on domestic airline ban. President Jokowi hands over BPJS employment card to communities in Central Java. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has called on the Indonesian press to maintain its objectivity and remain critical in their reporting amid concerns over challenges the media is currently facing, which could lead to the dissemination of unreliable news sources to the public. The president made his remark at an event held to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Kompas, one of the country's leading Indonesian language dailies. Jokowi said that while it was not so easy for the press to maintain objectivity, it was also challenging for them to criticize the nation in a constructive manner and provide solutions for the country's ample problems. Earlier in February, during National Press Day, the Press Council warned that the Indonesian press was currently facing problems rooted in partisanship, media owners' involvement in politics, and phony media. The Press Council chairman, Bagir Manan, said that the media was also facing problems with media owners aligning themselves with certain political powers. He said that capital owners no longer used press institutions for economic reasons, but to create political power. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry has not received the official information from the Indonesian military or TNI related to a Malaysian helicopter that landed in the Indonesian territory on the Sabatik Island, North Kalimantan, on Sunday, June 28, 2015, with a Malaysian minister in it. The spokesperson of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Armanata Kristiawana Nasir, to the media in Jakarta on Monday night said, if there was a border violation, so there are three aspects that should be known by the Indonesian government, namely about the type of ship or aircraft, the coordinates, and the time of the occurrence.
If there is any territory violation, we have to know about the three aspects. First, we have to know clearly the identification of aircraft or ship. We have to know clearly the coordinates where they violate our territory. And the third, we must be clear about the time of the incident. Without that information, we cannot deliver. We cannot question the steps that taken by the foreigners.
According to Armanata Nasir, the Indonesian government will send the 10th protest note to the Malaysian government when the Indonesian government had information on the type of helicopter, the coordinates, and the time of the incident. Previously, a number of Aji Kuning villagers, district of Central Sabatik, Nunukan, North Kalimantan, were shocked by the helicopter belonging to Malaysia, which landed near of the Indonesian-Malaysia border checkpoint in the village of Aji Kuning on Sunday at around 9:00 local time. The helicopter was flying back while knowing soldiers of the Task Force 521 Tadahayuda holding weapons came closer tried to affect the helicopter. The Transportation Ministry continued to strive for the no-fly ban on domestic airlines to the European Union to be revoked. The minister plans to take some airlines to the EASA office in Brussels. Muzaffar Ismail, the airworthiness and aircraft operation director at the Ministry of Transportation on Monday, June 29th, said that he is certain that the European Union will revoke the ban. To prepare for the trial in the EASA, Muzaffar says the ministry have involved expert advisor from France to conduct surveillance. Together, they perform airline surveillance with the inspector from the Transportation Ministry. The ministry invited airlines to organize a briefing on Tuesday. The flight ban to European Union will bring benefit to airlines. Internationally, there are three highly influential authorities in the world of aviation. They are ICAO, FAA, and EASA. So far, from 61 airlines in Indonesia, four airlines have been revoked of its flight ban, including Garuda Indonesia, Airfast Indonesia, Indonesia Air Asia, and Premier Air. A flight ban is declared to airlines that do not meet the safety and security standard in the air safety list. The air safety list is arranged by European Union's Air Safety Committee, comprising flight safety experts. Indonesian President Joko Widodo paid a working visit in the town of Cilacap and Banyumas, Central Java on Tuesday. During his visit, the president also inaugurated revitalization of 1,000 public markets, as well as the development of Manis Market in Banyumas. During the visit, President also handed Indonesia Healthy Card, Indonesia Smart Card, and the Prosperous Family Card, and the Social Security Agency Card of Employment to the fishermen. Meanwhile, President Director of BPJS Employment, Alvin Masasya, who also participated in the working visit of President Jokowi in Central Java, said, to add the pension insurance program, additional benefits and expansion of the network on and BPJS employment also functioned as supervisor and investigator. This news comes to you from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian government did not mind that the Indonesian private sector will build 20 hospitals in Myanmar in the next 3 to 5 years, although none of the hospital will be built in Rakhine State, where most of Rohingya people are living. The spokesperson of the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Armanata Kristiawan Nasir, to RRI World Service in Jakarta on Monday night, said that the investment from Indonesian businessmen in Myanmar proves that the Indonesian government support the process of the economic reform in Myanmar.
In fact, this is consistent with what the Indonesian government always delivered, that we support the economic reform process in Myanmar. Therefore, this is in line with the decisions to invest there. It was purely private. They saw an opportunity to invest. There are opportunities to generate good profit. They invest.
Furthermore, Armanata Nasir said, although there are developed countries reducing their investment in Myanmar due to the Rohingya case, the Indonesian government continues to encourage Myanmar to improve the democratic system in the country. As reported earlier, an Indonesian private business group with business line in banking, property, and health will build 20 hospitals with the best services in the neurosurgery field as a first step of hospitals transformation in Myanmar. Indonesian government has promised to further support the country's growing creative industry, not only through sales promotion effort, but also through bilateral cooperation with the country's main trading partners. The Trade Ministry's Director General for National Export Development, Nus Nuzulia Ishak, said the creative industry should be supported nationwide as Indonesia had a large base of young creative entrepreneurs involved in different fields. As part of effort to support growth, Nu said the government would help in opening market access for the creative industry domestically and globally through bilateral cooperation as well as promotions and distributions. According to the former Tourism and Creative Economy Ministry, which is now separated into two separate institutions, Indonesia recognizes 15 categories of the creative industry, including fashion and handicrafts, as well as film, video, and photography. Hari Waluyo, the main secretary for the Creative Economy Agency, said the subsector of animation, film, video, and photography only contributed 2% to Indonesia's total creative industry, even though the country's population was starting to grasp more digital developments. The last item, Tourism Minister Arif Yahya said, tourist arrivals to Indonesia continue to be boosted by the end of this year. According to him, there were at least two momentums, which was the crowd's peak period at travel destinations in the country. Minister Arif Wen stated at the Tourism Ministry Jakarta on Monday, June 29th, that first on this holiday. On this July, the peak, just for the country which have Islam religion, the foreign tourist arrivals will decline. The second momentum, he continued, i.e. in the period of December 2015 to January 2016. Minister Arif hoped a variety of promotions of leading tourist destinations in the country will be able to meet the target number of tourists. Former CEO of PT Telkom Indonesia is targeting Indonesia will be visited by 10 million foreign tourists and more foreign domestic tourists. He also pushed the Indonesian people to prefer domestic tourist destinations for vacation. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo tells press to remain critical. Transportation Ministry demands lift on domestic airline ban. President Joko Widodo hands over BPJS employment card to communities in Central Java. That was the news.
Here is today's commentary on the political parties' funding should be increased, but with the momentum, I'm Donald Money. Indonesian Home Affairs Minister Cahyokumolo cancels the planned increase of political parties' funding by 1 trillion rupiahs. Cahyo said the cancellation is due to a lot of members of parliament and political parties who reject the proposed additional funding for political parties. Not only that, the proposal also does not have a recommendation from the Corruption Eradication Commission. The cancellation gets protests from the Commission 2 of the House of Representatives of the Republic of Indonesia. Chairman of Commission 2 of the House of Representatives, Rambe Kamaruzaman, said the idea of increasing the funding of political parties has been discussed by Commission 2 and Minister of Home Affairs. According to Rambe, at the meeting, Home Affairs Minister has proposed an increase in funding, and all the members of Commission 2 supports the proposal. The Commission 2 of the House of Representatives will continue the discussion of the increase of political parties' funding despite the cancellation. Rambe said the increase of political parties' funding was needed because the parties do require a lot of funds to run their activities. The planned increase of political parties' funding is actually reasonable and also a very good goal. Moreover, funding for political parties has been regulated in Law No. 2 of 2011. Otherwise, the source of party funds, one of which comes from membership fees and the state budget or budget revenue and expenditure. Funding for political parties by the state aimed at maintaining the independence of political parties in order to still give priority to the interests of the mission or a member of the party instead of promoting the interests of the contributors. Political parties need funds for preparation and conduct the elections. Besides, it is also for regeneration as well as the implementation of programs and operations. Political parties have had difficulty looking for funding. The majority of the funds obtained from donations of donors. The impact. Political parties less able to pay attention to the aspirations of the people, but rather to hear the aspirations of a contributor. Even it is considered, some of the cadres of parties are trapped in corruption cases because they are desperate to find a shortcut. Thus, the funding from the state to political parties is intended so that the political parties work professionally, focus as a legislative, they are no longer busy looking for funds for their parties. In some countries, the financing of political parties from the state budget is done. In fact, there are several countries that finance 30% of the total operating costs of their political parties. The plan to increase the fund for political parties is actually very good. Only the momentum is not appropriate to do it at this time, because the government is focusing on the realization of priority programs, one of which is the development of infrastructure. It is better the state funds is used for it first. Moreover, the economic situation of Indonesia still cannot be said to be stable. If the government has sufficient budget to finance priority programs, the political parties' funds amounting to 1 trillion rupees per year is not an issue anymore and should be considered. Well, listener, that was commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with 1905 when Albert Einstein publishes the article on the electrodynamics of moving bodies in which he introduces spatial relativity. Listener, Einstein's On the Electrodynamics of Moving Bodies was his third paper in 1905, which was received on June the 30th and published September 26. It reconciles Maxwell's equations for electricity and magnetism with the laws of mechanics by introducing major changes to mechanics close to the speed of light. This later became known as Einstein's Special Theory of Relativity. Next is from 1977 when the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization disbands. The Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, SEATO, was an international organization for collective defense in Southeast Asia created by the Southeast Asia Collective Defense Treaty, or Manila Pact, signed in September 1954 in Manila, the Philippines. The formal institution of SEATO was established on February 19, 1955 at a meeting of treaty partners in Bangkok, Thailand. The organization's headquarters were also in Bangkok. 8 members joined the organization. Primarily created to block further communist gains in Southeast Asia, SEATO is generally considered a failure because internal conflict and dispute hindered general use of the SEATO military. However, SEATO funded cultural and educational programs left long-standing effects in Southeast Asia. SEATO was dissolved on June 30, 1977, after many members lost interest and withdrew. And the last event is from 1960 when Congo gains independence from Belgium. The Belgian Congo was a Belgian colony in Central Africa between 1908 and 1960. In 1960, as the result of a widespread and increasingly radical pro-independence movement, the Congo achieved independence, becoming the Republic of Congo, Leopoldville under Patrice Lumumba and Joseph Kasa Fubu. Poor relations between factions within the Congo, the continued involvement of Belgium in Congolese affairs, and intervention by major parties of the Cold War led to a 5-year-long period of war and political instability known as the Congo Crisis. From 1960 to 1965, this ended with the seizure of power by Joseph Désiré Mobutu. And listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events. This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with today's focus. And for today's edition, the focus is on 255,000 police personnel to secure the 2015 homecoming flow, so stay tuned. Listener, the number of vehicles on the homecoming route from big cities to various regions in Indonesia will surely increase ahead of the 2015 Idul Fitri Day. In order to maintain the smooth flow of homecoming this year, the Indonesian National Police have deployed about 255,000 personnel to all regions in the country. National Police Chief General Badruddin Haiti in Jakarta confirmed the police have prepared for homecoming, especially to celebrate the Idul Fitri. According to Badruddin, preparations that have been made are from checking on the line that will be passed back and forth up to the placement of personnel, which will be done faster than usual. This is to ensure a smooth flow of traffic back and forth, especially concerning the security. Badruddin Haiti added that the police will deploy snipers against security threats at certain points if considered necessary. House Commission 5 member Nizar Zahro reminded the government to prepare the infrastructure well to support a smooth and safe homecoming. He said the Ministry of Transportation, as a coordinator organizer, must have a good coordination with the Ministry of Public Works, Traffic Police Corps, state and public transport providers. Currently, Indonesia has 327 kilometers of toll roads that must be well prepared for the influx of people going home for Idul Fitri Day, such as road markings and road signs. Not only that, the police must also work hard to reduce the number of accidents to the minimum. Meanwhile, the National SAR Agency, or Basarnas, are ready to carry out the task facing the Idul Fitri or Lebaran season 2015. At least 1,600 personnel supported by 8 helicopters will be stationed in all parts of Indonesia. Principal Secretary of Basarnas, Max Roland Boseke, on the sidelines of a hearing with Commission 5 of the House of Representatives, said Basarnas personnel would be alerted from 2nd of July until 27 July. According to Max Roland Boseke, the personnel will stand by in 34 SAR offices and 60 posts throughout Indonesia. They are ready to perform search and rescue operations or provide help in the event of disaster due to the incidents of ship, flight, or traffic accidents. Basarnas will cooperate with various agencies under the coordination of the Ministry of Transportation. And listener, that was Focus.
Welcome to headline of some national newspapers published on Tuesday, June 30th, 2015. We start with Kompas. In its headline, writes about the government becomes economic activator. Listener, the government can be a pioneer of economic activator by accelerating the realization of the economic driving the second semester 2015 budget so that the private sector can move on. Short-term programs can be quickly mobilized in order to boost market confidence and encourage the private sector to invest. The government should also be able to reverse the public's perception by showing the development of the project, a government project that is currently running. The project infrastructure including highways, bridges, railways, and dams. Media Indonesia in its headline writes about the reshuffle is focusing to economic ministers. President Joko Widodo cannot hide his concern related to the slowing economy of Indonesia. Even the value of the rupiah against the US dollar continues to weaken and briefly topped to $13,1400. This was revealed in a dialogue between President with 11 economies and former chairman of Muhammadiyah Central Executive Syafi'i Ma'arif at Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Monday. An economist from Gajah Mada University, Tony Prasetyantono, said the president is aware of the failing of the economic team in the cabinet. According to him, the weakening of rupiah due to lower market confidence in the cabinet. Meanwhile, Syafi'i Ma'arif said
cabinet reshuffle no longer desire of any group or individual, but rather a necessity, since many ministers of Joko Widodo Yusuf Kala cabinet, whose performance are less appropriate and do not reach the target. Meanwhile, Republika Daily still write about reshuffle issues in its headlines about economic team will be demolished. President Joko Widodo hinted to overhaul the economic team in his cabinet. This was stated by the scholar Syafi'i Ma'arif and economist from Gajah Mada University, Tony Prasetyantono, at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday. Tony explained the president realized that the ministers in the economic field are less achievement. According to Tony, the president recognized actually they are smart, but there is no special economist, so we need a playmaker. Business Indonesia will end today's headlines focusing on the extension of concession. Indonesian Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan protested the plan of PT Pelabuhan Indonesia II to extend the concession of PT Jakarta International Container Terminal and Koja Container Terminal for 20 years. Transportation Minister assessed term of contract of cooperation between PT Pelabuhan II and Hutchison Port Holding in the management of both busiest terminals in Indonesia that could potentially harm the state. Therefore, Minister Jonan confirmed the ministry has sent a letter to State-owned Enterprises Minister Rini Sumarno, who suggested that all cooperation agreements with the third parties will not be extended. Well, listener, that was headline.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has called on the Indonesian press to maintain its objectivity and remain critical in their reporting amid concerns over challenges the media is currently facing, which could lead to the dissemination of unreliable news sources to the public. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry has not received the official information from the Indonesian military or TNI related to a Malaysian helicopter that landed in the Indonesian territory on the Sabatik Island, North Kalimantan, on Sunday, June 28, 2015, with a Malaysian minister in it. The Transportation Ministry continued to strive for the no-fly ban on domestic airlines to the European Union to be revoked. The ministry plans to take some airlines to the EASA office in Brussels. Indonesian President Joko Widodo paid a working visit in the town of Cilacap and Banyumas, Central Java, on Tuesday. During his visit, the president also inaugurated revitalization of 1,000 public markets as well as the development of Manis Market in Banyumas. Indonesian government did not mind that the Indonesian private sector will build 20 hospitals in Myanmar in the next 3 to 5 years, although none of the hospital will be built in Rakhine State, where most of Rohingya people are living. Indonesian government has promised to further support the country's growing creative industry, not only through sales promotion effort, but also through bilateral cooperation with the country's main trading partners. Tourism Minister Arif Yahya said tourist arrivals to Indonesia continue to be boosted by the end of this year. According to him, there were at least two momentums, which was the crowd's peak period at travel destinations in the country. That was News in Brief.
This is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia.
This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention three tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Thank you for still listening at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with English Bulletin. Next segments, we have Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is pleasure to meet you again on Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, as well as art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Ternate City, Maluku. So, stay tuned. Listener, traveling to Ternate City, North Maluku Province feels incomplete if you have not been to Falajawa Beach. The beach is located next to the center of Ternate City. Previously, the beach was known by the name of Swearing Beach, but now it has been changed to Falajawa Beach. The beach is a place to unwind and a popular place to get together for Ternate people, especially teenagers. Falajawa Beach is one of the beaches that fortifies the city from the high seas. There is no sand that extends from the shoreline because it has been staked by concrete to prevent erosion. In the beach, during the day, you can see the blue sky and the breadth of the high seas, as well as the activity around the beach because the location is close to the market, shopping house, and Jatilan Mall. While in the evening, flickering lights decorate the park along the shore. At night, many food vendors peddle some typical culinary at Falajawa Beach. Dear listener, during the holy month of Ramadan, Falajawa Beach becomes the most popular locale for Ternate people in North Maluku. The residents of Ternate are enthusiastic to visit the beach to hunt for culinary treats that are sold only during Ramadan. They are looking for typical Ternate food to break their fast. A variety of traditional food and cakes
can be found here. Some of the favorite foods which are always enjoyed as the typical meal for breaking the fast, namely nasi jaha, lalampa traditional cakes, and popako cake. While waiting for time to break the fast, people enjoy the beautiful panorama of the Falajawa beach. Popako cake has actually become one of the favorite culinary treats of Ternate people for breaking the fast. The cake is sweet and savory, making it suitable on the iftar menu. The traditional cake is made of rice flour, boiled with palm sugar, coconut milk, and pandan leaves. Once cooked, the cake is poured into a popako bowl made of banana leaves. It is then smothered with a sauce made from coconut milk and cornstarch. It is better and more delicious if the food is served cold. In addition to enjoying it as an iftar or fast-breaking menu, the traditional cake is also enjoyable when drinking tea or coffee in the morning or afternoon. In Ternate, popako cakes also serve in Thanksgiving or other religious ceremonies. It becomes the favorite food for family get-togethers. Listener, it is easy if you want to find the popako cake in Ternate, especially during Ramadan. The price is relatively cheap, around 2,500 rupiah up to 5,000 rupiah per portion. While there are also local foods such as nasi jaha or sticky rice cooked in bamboo and lalampa cakes that is made of glutinous rice filled with tuna widely sold in Ternate. Nasi jaha sells for only 10,000 rupiah per portion and lalampa cake is 3,000 to 5,000 rupiah per piece. Dear listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic popako cake. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary which will guide you in using them in a conversation. Today's topic is Buka Puasa Bersama, or in English means breaking the fast together. So stay tuned. First, I'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I will say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Buka puasa. Buka puasa. In English means fast breaking. Bersama. Bersama, in English, together. Hari Rabu, hari Rabu, in English, Wednesday. Repot, repot, in English, troublesome. Memutuskan, memutuskan, in English, to decide. Restoran, restoran, in English, restaurant. Telepon, telepon, in English, to call. Memesan tempat, in English, to make a reservation. Memberi tahu, in English, to tell. Berita, berita, in English, news. Next is a conversation on Buka Puasa Bersama, or in English, Breaking Fast Together. As usual, I will say every sentence twice, and you can follow after me. And the conversation is between Nita or A and Ani or B at the office. A. Hari Rabu, kita berbuka puasa bersama yuk. Hari Rabu, kita berbuka puasa bersama yuk. Hari Rabu, kita berbuka puasa bersama yuk. In English, let's have a fast-breaking meal together on Wednesday. B. Berbuka puasa bersama. Berbuka puasa bersama. In English, fast-breaking together. Di mana? Di mana? In English, where? Berapa orang? Berapa orang? In English, how many people? Karena kalau mau buka bersama di mall agak repot. Karena kalau mau buka bersama di mall agak repot. In English, because if you want to have a fast breaking together at the mall, it will be a bit troublesome. Kita harus memutuskan akan berbuka puasa di restoran apa. Kita harus memutuskan akan berbuka puasa di restoran apa. In English, we have to decide at what restaurant we are going to have a fast breaking. Setelah itu, kita harus telepon untuk pesan tempat dulu. Setelah itu, kita harus telepon untuk pesan tempat dulu. In English, after that, we need to call first for a reservation. A. Wah, repot juga ya. Wah, repot juga ya. In English, it sounds quite a trouble. Kalau begitu, saya coba telepon dulu beberapa restoran. Kalau begitu, saya coba telepon dulu beberapa restoran. In English, in that case, I'll try to call some restaurants then. Nanti kalau sudah pasti, saya beritahu. Nanti kalau sudah pasti, saya beritahu. In English, after it is confirmed, I'll let you know. B. Baiklah, saya tunggu berita kamu. Baiklah, saya tunggu berita kamu. In English, okay, I'll wait for the news. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic. Sampai jumpa.
This is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention three tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? Yeah. send your answer along with your brief bio data, as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Music Corner, a special segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, I present you Fagetots Group Band. Well, listener, let's listen to the song entitled Aku dan Keadaan Saat Ini by Fagetots. And here is the song.
Selamanya ini
Listener, Fagetals is a group band from Sukabumi. It consists of Teguh Permana, vocalist, Acep Gunawan, guitarist, Irman, guitarist, Budi, bassist, and Rudy, drummer. The band, which was formed on May 12, 1999, released a debut album, Sesuatu Yang Beda, or Something Different, in 2007, under the label Sony BMG. Previously, Fagetals' compilation album ever recorded and contributed one single album, Sebaiknya Aku Pergi or Should I Go? A year after the release of their debut album, Fagetals back with a religious album entitled Kuatkan Aku or Give Me a Strength. The album contains 12 songs, with 4 of them in karaoke format, which were released in conjunction with the publication of a novel Kuatkan Aku or Give Me a Strength. Catatan Spiritual or Spiritual Notes and Fagetals' Creativity, published by Darmijan. According to its personnel, the album was created by Fagetals' personal inspiration members in pursuing spiritual journey. Well, listeners, now listen to the next song entitled Alhamdulillah or Thanks God. Happy listening.
Ciptakan aku ke dunia dengan segala nikmatmu. Kau beri aku kesempurnaan. Terima kasih ya Ilahi. Lewati dari sedih dan bahagia, aku kan tetap syukur padamu dari segala cobaan.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
With the passage of time, Teguh Permana made a decision to release religious solo album. All of this triggering the question of the existence of Teguh Permana in the Fagetos band. However, Teguh Permana said that his fellow band supports his decision to release one solo religious album. Through the religious album, Teguh reveals his heart as a sinful servant. All the songs were composed by himself, which tell about his feeling. A total of 7 tracks are presented on the album. Teguh hopes this religious album inspires his fans. Well, listener, to conclude our musical program for today, let's listen to the last 2 songs entitled Beramal Soleh and Marhaban Ya Ramadan. And here are the songs.
Salat 5 waktu jangan ditinggalkan. Jika ditinggalkan kan mendapat siksa. Selagi kita masih hidup di dunia, jangan buang waktu dengan sia-sia. Selagi kita masih diberi usia, maka kita harus beramal soleh.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.